Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. The House voted 219 to 209 today to approve a budget resolution allowing Democrats to begin crafting the details of President Biden's coronavirus relief package. NPR's Kelsey Snell reports committees are already working on elements of the proposal.
The House moved quickly to approve the budget resolution that passed the Senate before dawn. Democrats are planning to use a process called budget reconciliation to pass an eventual coronavirus relief package with a simple majority in the Senate. But first, they need to agree on the policy details. This resolution sets spending targets, but committees still need to write actual legislation. Democrats hope to pass a final package before March 14th when the current federal unemployment benefits run out. Any partisan COVID relief bill would need support from all 50 Senate Democrats if they hope to pass it without Republican support. Kelsey Snell, NPR News, Washington.
Vice President Kamala Harris and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen held a virtual roundtable today with members of the group Black Chambers of Commerce. Much of the discussion focused on the coronavirus pandemic and damage it's caused to the economy. Yellen saying that's especially true for Black communities and businesses, something she says needs to be addressed.
To make sure that this pandemic isn't another generational setback for racial equality. And better yet, to finally start building an economy that works for everyone.
Yellen says Black workers are often the last rehired when the economy recovers, and says the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief measure needs to be approved quickly. In the administration's ongoing effort to deliver 100 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine in 100 days, the White House says military personnel will be deployed to help out at vaccination sites. As NPR's Matthew Swartz reports, one of the first states to get help will be hard-hit California.
Troops will arrive in California over the next 10 days at vaccination centers slated to open by mid-month. It comes after a request from the Federal Emergency Management Agency for military assistance. It's the first time active duty personnel will be involved in getting shots into arms. Nearly 100 National Guard teams are already helping with vaccinations in dozens of states. The White House says more mass vaccination sites will open around the country as more vaccine doses become available. According to the CDC, more than 35 million Americans have already received at least one dose of the vaccine. Matthew Schwartz, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. economy remains mired in low gear as the coronavirus pandemic continues. Latest numbers from the Labor Department showing a scant 49,000 jobs added in January and December losses that were revised downward to 227,000. That showed as the year came to a close, the economy appeared to be stalling again. Still, stocks ended the week higher on Wall Street. The Dow up 92 points today. The Nasdaq rose 78 points. The S&P 500 rose 15 points. This is NPR. The World Health Organization is calling for a ramp-up in global production of COVID-19 vaccines. NPR's Jason Bobine reports the WHO complains limited supplies of vaccines means inoculations are happening almost exclusively in rich nations.
The WHO's Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says that most of the people who've gotten vaccinated so far live in just 10 wealthy countries.
Almost 130 countries with 2.5 billion people are yet to administer a single dose.
Tedros also says that global manufacturing capacity for COVID vaccines is being underutilized. He's calling on pharmaceutical companies to waive their intellectual property rights and share their technology so more doses can be produced by multiple manufacturers.
Unless we suppress the virus everywhere, we could end up back at square one.
Tedros says affluent nations need to make sure vaccines are available soon for the rest of the world. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.
A judge is denying bail to Canadian fashion mogul Peter Nygaard. Nygaard was arrested last month in the U.S. on charges he sexually abused women and girls after luring them with promises of opportunities in fashion and modeling. Canadian judge saying she was concerned by Nygaard's history of not showing up in court and said using employees to tamper with evidence. Nygaard was arrested in December in Winnipeg under the Extradition Act and faces 9 counts in the Southern District of New York. Crude oil futures prices closed higher. Oil rose 62 cents a barrel today, ending the session at $56.85 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.